in a desert in a stadium shaped on the outside like a giant tent. The 22nd FIFA World Cup has kicked off in Qatar. The hosts made history by becoming the first to lose their opening game to Ecuador. The final will take place on the Sunday before Christmas. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue is there. Morning, Tony. There won't be a cow milked in Quito this morning, but tell us about the opening game and particularly for the hosts.
Yeah, I think the opening game fell flat, you'd have to say, from the host's point of view, certainly, because there's an old phrase in football you'll know well, you know, they couldn't buy a win. Well, you know, they've spent so much money on this tournament and the performance of the Qatar national team was really, really very poor. As you say, the first World Cup host to lose their opening match. So many fans left early as well, you'd wonder, did they pay a lot of money for their ticket or were they paid to be there? It was an interesting and reasonably spectacular opening ceremony, but the football left a lot to be desired after that.
What was it like to be there? What was it like around the stadium, around the city, in the build-up to the game?
Chaos, I'd have to say. They've built huge infrastructure here, a new metro station and a new metro system that didn't go all the way out as far as the stadium yesterday, the Al Bayt Stadium. So they were actually advising locals, would they use their cars? Now, this is supposed to be one of the most environmentally friendly and sustainable tournaments ever, but they asked people to get into their cars to get out to the stadium and leave the metro for all the fans that had come from all over the world. Huge traffic jams, chaos. It's, you know, just miles and miles of sand out there. It really literally is on the edge of a desert. And as I say, it was quite a spectacular opening ceremony. But then getting back into Doha afterwards was a bit of a nightmare, I have to say.
Three games today, including debuts for Iran and England, and both captains in the spotlight today.
Yeah, I mean, Harry Kane, the England captain, England have confirmed that they want to take the knee ahead of all their games in their anti-racism gesture. And also the armband issue has been one that has surfaced. And several of the captains have insisted that in support of the LGBT plus community, that they'd wear a one love armband. England were seeking clarity on the situation because there are fears that before he goes out onto the pitch that Harry Kane could be ordered to remove the armband. FIFA themselves have kind of set up another armband campaign, I suppose, to try and deflect or detract from that. But there has been a suggestion that a player could actually receive a booking for wearing an armband because, the FIFA rules prohibit the wearing of any items of kit with political or religious slogans or statements. So, you know, FIFA once again pretending that football and politics can't happen. So if Harry Kane was to get two bookings and miss a game, that would be huge for England. On the other hand, the Iranian captain, Ehsan Hajsafi, he has said he's supported the people in Iran who have, the protesters in Iran, many of whom have been killed in anti-government protests. He says conditions in our country are not right and people are not happy. And you'd have to wonder and worry. Iran has a history of cracking down on anyone speaking out. So we'd hope that his bravery doesn't come at a cost.
That game live here on RTE television from 1 o'clock. It's a big day for our neighbours too, Tony. The Welsh in action in their first World Cup since 1958.
Yeah, and we have something of an Irish connection here as well in that the CEO now of the Welsh Football Association, Irishman Noel Mooney, and Wales will be hoping, you know, actually they're one of the most obvious and visible sets of fans here. I would say Argentina and Wales have the most. The beanie hat that they've made famous just outside my hotel where I can see in a park here, there's a huge kind of sculpture of one. And 64 years since they've been in a World Cup final, then they were knocked out by the great Pele. They'll be hoping to at least get out of the group in this occasion. Gareth Bale, a super talent, but he's hardly played any football of any consequence in the last while. But it's a big, big occasion for Wales today.
Tony O'Donoghue in Doha, thank you.